Just want to share a little bit, just to share as we move closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom HaDin, to the Yomim Noraim, to the time where it's the most powerful, powerful moments of our year, of our life, because our life, your life is happening right now. Many people say, like, oh, my life is not, when someone says, my life is not going well, I usually say, well, how's your day going? Because it's confusing. Why? Because your life is the way you live now. Your thoughts a lot of times are connected to how you feel about your life. It's more present than we think it is. Things are happening as we speak, the power of Teshuvah, the power of Shabbos, which is the same. Shabbos and Teshuvah are one in the same. It's the same letters, it's the same word. Shabbos means to return. Shabbos means to be at peace, to be shav, to shave. In Hebrew you say shave, to sit, yeshiva. Yeshiva, we might have thoughts, yeshiva literally means to be shav, to be at a sit, to have menucha. Shabbos is ba Shabbos, ba menucha. Menucha, Shabbos is the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time. One of the tzaddikim writes, listen to this line. Kol hoin da alma, all of the riches of the world, eina shava, do not compare, l'sha she yehudi oimed be yishuv hadas. When a person has yishuv hadas, imdas kanisa machasarta, Chazal tell us, if you have das, which we're going to talk about what that means, which is Shabbos. Shabbos is ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Shabbos is the time where you get das, which we're going to talk about what that means. But im das kanisa ma chasarta. Im das chasarta ma kanisa. If you have das, you have everything. You're not missing anything. If you're lacking das, im das chasarta ma kanisa. It doesn't matter what you have. Doesn't matter what you have. Ein ani ela bedas. Whether a person feels that he's rich or a person feels that he's poor, and it doesn't just mean in physical money. It means how you feel about yourself is really your perspective, how a person's perspective. Shabbos and teshuva are the same. So listen to this for a second. Wait, so let's use our heads, let's think, let's analyze for a second. So if Shabbos and teshuva are the same, so that means Shabbos is the most relaxing, the most peaceful. You know, I always like to, and it's so important, Mirtz Hashem, Friday night we'll be together. And I don't always speak it out, but to just close your eyes Friday night, and especially as you guys are single, and you're looking one day to be married, to sit around with your family, with your wife, Mirtz Hashem, with your children. And I've spoken about this before, I can't speak about this enough, to daven, to dream of having a Friday night table, to have a Friday night home of love, of acceptance, of safety, of conversations. Of course, not Lashon Hara. Why would we want to talk bad about anybody else? Why would we want to talk about anybody else? I want to be there with my wife. I want to be there with my children, with the candles lit. Shabbos, to have peace after a long week of whatever you've done, that you can come home. Not go to your house. You don't go to your house. You come home. Your home. It's your home. It's a place that you can connect to. It's a place that is safe. It's a place that gives you space to be the ultimate you. Why do we struggle so much? Many of us struggle, as we've said, sin, S-I-N, sin. Zvi Koenig gets the credit for this one, is the Rosh HaTevis of something I'm not. Something I'm not. When a person feels at home, you could be in your house and not feel at home. The reason a person can be in his house and not feel at home is because he's not able to be himself. Teshuvah. For a person to do teshuvah, let's think about it this way. In order to apologize to somebody, you can't just apologize to somebody. You can't deepen your relationship with someone if you don't feel safe, if you don't feel love, if you don't feel protected, if you don't feel, ready for this one, you don't feel intrinsic value to yourself, that I have to perform in order to be loved. So how ironic is it? How ironic is it that Shabbos, that teshuva means that I feel safe with Hashem. I feel safe with someone who I can go ahead and say, I'm sorry. I'm able to express myself and to look at myself and say, maybe I need to improve. Maybe I want to strengthen my relationship with you. Maybe I want to strengthen, how ironic is it? Maybe I want to strengthen my relationship with myself. Maybe I'm critical on myself. Maybe I don't know how to feel at home within myself. And I've said this many, many, many times. The reason people struggle with Shabbos is because they don't struggle with Shabbos. They struggle with that peace of being within themselves, to be with myself, to be able to take a walk. Right? There's an inyan to take a walk on Shabbos. How interesting. There's an inyan to sleep on Shabbos. How interesting. There's an inyan to have food, to enjoy Shabbos. How interesting. There's an inyan to be together, to sit together, to sing together, to fabreng together, to love each other on Shabbos. Shabbos is Yoyma Dineshmasa. Why don't we fast all day? Why don't we disconnect from this world? Because Hashem wants us to feel at home. Hashem wants us to feel at home. Havieni Amelech Chadarav, they say that Shabbos is Hashem lifts us up. No matter how, what you've done during the week, no matter how distant you feel, it's like when you go home. I was speaking to someone recently, and I was like, wow. We should all daven and pray and work on ourselves. If there's one thing we all can accomplish this year, is to start the process of building that home that we all want to build. But you first need to build it within yourself. V'shachanti b'soicham, b'soich kol echad ve'echad. To build within yourself a place where I could feel comfortable. I could feel comfortable with myself. If you're not comfortable, this is going to be a heavy one. I'm sorry to do this to everybody. But in a certain way, I'm happy to do this to everybody because that's what we're here to do. If you're uncomfortable with others, it means you're uncomfortable with yourself. We're all reflections of everybody else. If you have difficulty with others, if you hate someone, you hate yourself. I'm not saying in a musr way, but it means if you have trouble loving someone, then there's a part of you that you can't love of within yourself. If you have a part that you are critical of someone, it's because you have a part that is critical of yourself. And tshuva, think about what tshuva is. Tshuva is not what we think it is. Tshuva is beautiful. Rosh Hashanah is beautiful. Aser Smei Tshuva is beautiful. Yom Kippur is beautiful. Of course, the Yetzirah wants us to hide, and to count the moments till we could just bypass it. You know why? Because when a person is able to tap in to teshuva and say, I feel safe, think of these words, I feel intrinsically loved by Hashem, that Hashem will love me no matter what, so therefore I could say anything I want to Him. I could be open with Him. And I could say, you know what? Maybe there are things that I'm not so proud of that I've done. Maybe there are things that I want to strengthen in my relationship. Don't you want to do that with your wife? Don't you want to be able to have a conversation with your wife one day and sit down and say, honey, I love you very much. Let's talk about things that I have to improve. Let's talk about things that we can better ourselves because I feel safe with you, because I feel loved from you. That's Shabbos. Imagine sitting with your children and putting your arm around your son, sitting with your children, putting your arm around your daughter, sitting with your family, that they feel safe with you. If you don't feel safe with yourself, if you don't know what that is, that I could be have intrinsic value. You know what intrinsic value means? It means that just like a child, just like a baby doesn't have to do anything. Adaraba. All a baby does is cry and make in their diaper, and you got to take care of them. They don't give you anything. They don't give you anything, but we love a child. We love a baby. Why? Because the baby, the child, has intrinsic value. I don't have to perform for Hashem to love me. Maybe I have to perform so I can love myself. But maybe when a person realizes that teshuva is Shabbos, that teshuva is love, it's Hashem is telling me, you can open up to me. You can open up to me. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm not here to make your life. Zachreinu l'chaim el. It's a week. We're a few days away from Rosh Hashanah. You'll change your life. The tzaddikim say, right? We know there are three books open. Listen to what one of the tzaddikim say. There are three books open. There's the book of the Rishayim, tzaddikim, and Beinanim. And the Pashup Shad is, they say that Hashem puts you in a book. One of the tzaddikim says, Hashem doesn't put you in a book. You put yourself where you want to put yourself. Hashem gives us the opportunity to say, I have a new year coming. I can't wait to strengthen my relationship with myself. I can't wait to strengthen my relationship with my family. I can't wait till I'm able to learn how to be more connected to Shabbos, connected to the Torah, connected to people, connected to Hashem. I want to be able to do teshuva, which means I'm able to return to myself. You know how good you feel when you're able to say, you know what? Maybe I need to improve, like we said yesterday. Maybe learning and saying that I need to improve is the most beautiful thought in the world. Maybe it's the most beautiful thing in the world. That I can change myself, that I could grow, that I could be honest with myself. That's what Shabbos is. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a time where we come home, where I come home within myself somewhere. And if I have trouble with that, if I have trouble feeling that, that's okay. It's okay that I might have trouble feeling the love from Hashem and the safety from Hashem. But know that. But know that that's what it's about. Know that that's what your struggle is. That's why it's incredible that Shabbos and Teshuvah are the same exact words. That's what Shabbos is Teshuvah. I'm returning. I spend the whole week and I'm busy. And Shabbos, we could sit together and we could feel the love. We could feel the love from Hashem to each and every one of us. And if I can't feel that love, and if I have trouble feeling that safety, if I have trouble being able to open up to say, Hashem, you mean you actually give me the space that I'm human? You actually give me the love that I can be human? Why do people struggle as being parents? The reason people struggle as being a parent is because they don't let their children be a child. I've said this many times. If you don't let your child be a child, he'll be a child at some point. You don't let him be an 8-year-old kid who's a child, he'll be an 8-year-old kid when he's 15 years old. You don't let him be 15, he'll be 15 when he's 25. You don't let him be 25. Each and every one of us are so beautiful. You did nothing wrong. What have we done wrong? I'm just trying to be me. I'm trying to sin. To sin is someone I'm not. I'm trying to be someone I am. We have to find the Rosh Hashanah for someone I am. Okay, Reuven Yonah, you'll help us with that. What? Someone I am. That's all we're trying. That's all teshuva is. Teshuva is telling someone, think about that relationship that maybe you know that if you went to that person, you know, the Ramchal says it very clearly. The Ramchal says that Yira, the ultimate Yira, he begins when he talks about Yira, the Yamim Noiraim. He says very clearly, he says, your relationship with Hashem is that you're able to talk to him like you talk to your friend. And your friend, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Hashem accepts me just like my best friend that I could say when it's dark. I could say, I don't know if people have those conversations anymore because of phones. But, you know, back in the day when I remember when I was in high school and I was in Neri Yisrael, I remember I had a few roommates. I remember we would have conversations late at night, and it's a time when a person without a phone, without anything, when the lights are off and it's dark, and in a weird way, it was probably like winter and the it's warm and you're with your chevra, you're with your friends, and you're able to say things, you're able to have conversations that are real, real intimate, deep, vulnerable conversations, and to talk about who you are, and to talk about things that you might not be so proud of. And you could talk about dreams that you have, and you cannot be embarrassed to say, you know what, I have a crush on this person. I messed up like this. I hate my father. I don't know. Why? Because you feel safe. Because you feel safe. You feel no one's going to judge you. You feel that you're going to be okay. You feel safe. You feel good. You feel ani l'doidi v'doidi li. That's Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is. That's what teshuva is. Returning to my essence, of that love, that warmth. And what's incredible is, for each and every one of us, what's incredible is that Hashem gives us a place. Think about it like this. Not only is it Erev Shabbos. Now, for us, it's Erev Shabbos. Not only is it Erev, the Yomim Noiraim, that we're getting ready to feel closer to Hashem, to feel loved from Hashem, to feel safe with Hashem. Not only are we in a makom, a place, Baruch Hashem, Hashem chose you last Rosh Hashanah. Everybody who is sitting here right now, whatever you did on Rosh Hashanah last year, Hashem said you're going to come here this next year. Tav Shin Pei Hei, Tav Shin Pei Vav. You are going to be here. And I could tell this to everyone here with confidence. Hashem put you in a place that there is that same safe, that same love, that same acceptance, all together, so that we can become closer to Hashem, that we can become closer to Klal Yisrael, we could become closer to the Torah, we could become closer to ourselves, which is all the same. I love one of my favorite conversations with Mamish, the tzaddikim of this yeshiva. I want to tell you, for real, the guys, the chevra that everybody, v'amech kulam tzaddikim. But I see when someone comes to the yeshiva, I was talking to to someone today. I'll give a shout out. What's your last name? Josh Broom? Josh Broom. I don't know if you guys met Josh. Yeah. I was going to Josh. What a sweet tzaddik, whose third year yeshiva sek was 2 years Ar Sameach steiging away. And why did he come to this yeshiva? Why did he come here? Besides the fact that I must have davened well, that the shine, the light, the love for all of us, for me, selfishly, for a person to come to a yeshiva, to come for one reason and one reason only. One reason and one reason only. To mamish dedicate himself to himself, to have a beautiful marriage, to have beautiful children, to live a life of Shabbos, to live a life of tshuva. I know, it sounds right, we can interpret it. Guys, does anyone know Shui Leifer? I don't know if you guys know Shui. Shui. Shui, I'll tell you, right, good, exactly. I just need to, right, perfect. Shui, like this. Why do I say Shui? Why do I get excited? Because you say Shabbos and Tshuva, right? I could give a whole schmooze. I could get up and I could say Shabbos, Tshuva, and everyone's triggered up the wazoo. Right? Shabbos, Tshuva, get me out of here. Fake news, everybody. That's a lie. That is a lie. It's a lie. It's a big, big lie, because Shabbos is beautiful. Tshuva is beautiful. But I don't experience it that way. Okay, great. Okay. That doesn't mean that it's not true. It just means that maybe I don't experience it that way. Derachel, it says in the Torah, no offense to anybody in the world. But it says, the pasuk says, "Drachea darchei noyam v'chol nesivoseha shalom." It's chaim hi lamachazikim ba. So I'm chaim derachea. It's derachim are peaceful and sweet. Oh, I don't experience it as peaceful and sweet. I don't experience as. As good, that's a great, you know what? So learn to ask that question. But that doesn't mean that it's true. Oh, Shabbos is not beautiful for me. So you know what? What's that called? Cognitive dissonance? Right? There's a contradiction between the way I feel teshuva. Why am I standing here and saying, why am I sitting here and saying, does Hashem send me money? Do I have like some like underground thing that Hashem has twisted my arm to say, Yoni, you gotta tell them that teshuva is beautiful and Shabbos is beautiful, otherwise I'm gonna kill you. No, I experience Shabbos is beautiful. I experience teshuva as beautiful. I experience Torah as beautiful. So I know that it's, besides what the tzaddikim, besides Chazal, where else am I going to get my news from? Where else am I going to get my information from? Where are you getting your information from? Where are you getting your feet? Is it from your childhood? Great. What was your childhood like on Shabbos? What did your Rebbeim tell you about tshuva? What did your father tell you about Torah? What did your mother do? I don't know. That's an experience. That doesn't mean that it's true. But when you live, kihem chayenu, when you live that tshuva, and I know this to be true, because my God, because Hashem loves me, and Hashem gives me space, and Hashem wants me to be his friend. Hashem wants me to be, how do I know that? That sounds so, oh, you're saying that because it's 2025 and that's what the guys need to hear. No. I'm saying that because it's true, because the Mesillas Yesharim says it. And the Arizal brings it. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. That Hashem is your friend. Hashem is your uncle. Fakir, Ramaylich Biederman says, I heard it from him. That's why he says, why does it say, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li davka during this time? Because your uncle doesn't discipline you. He just loves you. And that's what El is about. And that's what Shabbos is about. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's what life is about. You guys know Avrami Hoshander? Anybody know Avrami over here? Look at this guy. Look at this guy. That's a Yid. That's a Yid. You want to know what a Yid is? That's Avrami. It's a Yid. Sweet. Loving. That's what a Jew is. That's what a Jew is. A Yid is sweet. A Yid smells good. The real smell, the real, and there's good, does Shui smell good?
Yeah!
Is Shui a Yid? Yeah! Okay, so get out of here. Akiva, for sure, Akiva. So Hashem, help us all. Hashem, help us all. Hashem, we're your children, Hashem. You created us. You're our father. You're my father. We're brothers. We're all brothers. And we have a father who no matter what I've done, no matter how much I've messed up, he just wants to be close to me. He wants me to run to him and say, Daddy, Tati, Abba, whatever you call him. I just want to be next to you. I just want to feel safe in your arms. I want to feel safe. And maybe that's the beginning, and maybe that is what tshuva is. Because when you feel safe, and you feel loved, and you feel that you and you know you have intrinsic value, then you're okay to hear anything. You can hear anything about yourself. You could open up about whatever you need to open up about, because you're safe and you're good, and it will be good, and it is good, and it is good. Can we sing your I sing Elia. Can we sing what's your searching? Can we do that? Let's end off. a quick halacha, hilchos lashon hara, and then let's end off. Let's sing together. Go, let's sing together. Go, go. And then we'll do the hilchos lashon hara. Yeah. This is it.
Lashon Hara is usher to speak even if the person already knows what you tell him.
Yeah, I mean, repeating it again.
Right, if you say we both knew how bad that was, that's Lashon Hara.
Have an amazing Erev Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you, everyone.